An Evening with Alan Moffat, the legend of Australian motorsport, Lou, right up there with Brocky and Dickie Johnson, proudly presented by the Albury-Wodonga and Districts Car Club. Go to the AWDCC Facebook page for more information on getting tickets. Friday at 6 p.m. at the Commercial Club. And speaking of Friday, last Friday, managed to catch up with Alan Moffat, get him on the phone and have a chat. And I was, the old heart was beating,
Lou. Oh, genuine Aussie motorsport legend.
Yeah, yeah, I love Alan Moffat. Anyway, here's a little bit of our chat.
Good morning. How are you, mate?
I'm very well. I do have to, I didn't want to start it this way, but I do have a small bone to pick with you, Alan.
Oh, just a little bone.
Just a little bone.
As long as it's a little one, I can probably stand on it and then, you know, break it in two or something. Yeah.
It was actually, it turned out to be an expensive bone. Let me explain.
Yeah.
What am I now? 40, I'm 41, 42. So this was in the early 80s.
Crop your birth certificate.
Yeah. This is the early 80s, right? And I remember I was about eight years old and I was watching telly and here was this glorious white sports car. And it was just, it was smaller than every other car on the racetrack and it sounded absolutely magnificent. And I remember when I was little, I said, one day I'm going to own a rotary Mazda.
Yes.
Yeah, and that day happened when I bought a clapped-out RX-8 Mazda about 3 or 4 years ago. Uh-huh. And then the engine decided to lunch itself, Alan, and as I was told it needed a full rebuild, I'm like, damn, Alan Moffat! They were glorious things, though, and unfortunately...
But do you realize that on one year alone I had... 22 bloody finishes or something like that.
Oh, yeah. They were incredible. Yeah. They were so reliable. Unfortunately, mine wasn't looked after by the previous owner, but when you look after a rotary,
it'll go forever.
Yes.
Mm. Yes. I did Le Mans with a couple of other very good friends, and we ran the whole 24 hours and came 12th. So that wasn't too bad, was it?
Yeah, exactly. Now, I'm sure you're going to be telling stories about the wonderful little Mazda RX-7s on the night that you're going to be here at the Commercial Club. People as well, of course, are going to be wanting to hear some of the great stories of yourself and Brocky.
Yeah, when I see you in the flesh when we get over there into New South Wales... at Albury, we'll be happy to talk to the... Because I'm informed that there's going to be about 355 people there to have dinner ultimately, but I'll talk to them until midnight if we have to, mate.
Oh, brilliant.
No trouble at all.
Do you find that people come up to you, like myself? I mean, you and Dick Johnson and Peter Brock and all of the greats of Australian motorsport have been a part of people's lives for so long. Do you find that people almost talk to you like they know you?
Well, there is that, and there's no question about that. And I think because whenever I see, I don't care if there's 25 people or, you know, I don't know if there's 100 people standing in a line, I'll stand up as long as I have to until I get to the 99th person. And people will understand that.
Yeah. Well, Alan, it's going to be an absolute treat having you here. You're here at the Commercial Club on Friday. Head to the Albury, Wodonga and Districts Car Club Facebook page to find out more information on the tickets. It's going to be a magnificent night, and there's so many enthusiastic people here on the border who love motorsport, Alan, so we can't wait to talk to you.
Not the least of which is yourself.
Exactly, exactly. I've got about 7,000 questions here for you on the night,
okay,
Alan.
No, you just keep go up to 8,000. I don't care.
Alan Moffat, an absolute treat. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, mate. Terrific talking to you.
If you want to find out more information on what will be an amazing night, then head to their Facebook page, AWDCC, the Albury-Wodonga and Districts Car Club. It's right there, all the information. You don't want to miss out.